the offices of Brooks & Associates recently secured another precedent-setting judgment from the Joint Court of Justice of Aruba, Curaçao, St. Martin, and BES, involving the controversial 2022 immigration raids that took place in the first half of 2022. Undocumented persons were arrested and detained and placed in the immigration detention cells for at times over a month without being heard. This prompted challenge from numerous legal counsel representing the detained persons. The Court of First Instance of St. Martin consistently ruled that the arrests were unlawful, ordering the government to pay legal fees and damages to those persons. Brooks & Associates successfully represented several of those cases, but one case became a protracted legal battle. An immigrant residing in St. Martin for over 30 years had repeatedly sought residency, but was unsuccessful. During the 2022 raids, he was arrested, despite living with his Dutch wife and daughter, and was eventually deported 2 months later. His deportation order barred him from entering St. Martin for 3 years, declaring him undesirable as a threat to the public order, what is known in Dutch as the ongewenst verklaring. The ruling was appealed. On September 30th, 2024, the Joint Court of Justice heard the case. However, rather than look into this aspect of the case, the Joint Court of Justice looked into a more pertinent matter that serves as the fundamental principle of good governance, the principle of legality. Although the current immigration legislation allowed the minister to authorize the deportation of an undocumented person, the law does not make reference to a 3-year ban or a declaration of undesirability. The Joint Court of Justice determined that the minister must be explicitly granted authority by law, not policy, to impose a 3-year travel ban or declare someone as an undesirable alien. In this case, the minister was found not competent to issue such measure against the immigrant, and the deportation order was annulled in its entirety. The Joint Court of Justice also ordered the government to pay the legal fees in the case. The case underscores the shortcomings of St. Martin's immigration laws, which are outdated and out of step with modern human rights standards. The current Minister of Justice now faces the challenge of enforcing immigration laws that allow deportation but do not prevent individuals from simply returning to St. Martin. In the view of Brooks & Associates, the ruling signals a move toward aligning St. Martin's legal immigration framework with Kingdom and international human rights standards, as only relying on an outdated policy, rather than updating the relevant national ordinances, diminishes the competencies of our current and future Ministers of Justice. Ultimately, the 2022 raids and the subsequent arrests, detentions, and deportations were deemed unlawful in their entirety, thanks in part to the work of Brooks & Associates. This case serves as a reminder of the need for comprehensive reform in St. Martin's immigration policies to protect individuals' rights and ensure legality.